The Salvadoran man who entered the U.S. illegally is now imprisoned in El Salvador. Police in Maryland determined that he is an MS-13 gang member, and Salvadoran President Bukele says he will not be released, even though Van Hollen was hoping to bring him back to Maryland. Memorials of candles and flowers dot the Florida State University Tallahassee campus following yesterday's shooting. It killed two people, wounded at least a half dozen others. President Trump asked about more gun control.
Look, I'm a big advocate of the Second Amendment. I have been from the beginning. I protected it. And these things are terrible. But the gun doesn't do the shooting. The people do.
Police say the suspect is the 20-year-old son of a sheriff's deputy. Secretary of State Rubio's patience may be wearing thin as he tries to arrange an end to the war in Ukraine. He says the U.S. may move on from those efforts if there is no discernible progress in the coming days. Rubio spoke following a long day of talks in Paris among U.S., Ukrainian, and European officials. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Financing a home, especially in today's market, is one of the biggest decisions you'll make for your family. Work with a mortgage company that puts you first. I do. Work with a lender founded on biblical principles like do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. I do. It's Mike Gallagher for the only mortgage company I've used for almost a decade now when financing or refinancing Fellowship Home Loans. I'm friends with the owners, Mike and Brian. I even have them on my show occasionally. I know the care their team puts into every single customer. I can personally tell you that it's a smooth, stress-free process, and that's due to Fellowship's level of service and expertise that puts you in the right loan for your family and your goals. There's a reason Fellowship Home Loans is flooded with five-star reviews. Whether purchasing a home or a cash-out refi to consolidate some higher interest debt, you can trust Fellowship Home Loans. Start the process. Make the call. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-MIKE. 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 819382.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. A Hagerstown man has pleaded guilty to federal charges of conspiracy, cyberstalking, making interstate threatening communications, threatening to damage or destroy by means of fire and explosives. 19-year-old Owen Jarbo admitted in Baltimore's U.S. District Court that he and two others made swatting calls to police and emergency departments across the United States. Jarbo was part of an online group known as Purgatory that used online social media platforms to coordinate and plan their swatting activities and announce the swats they conducted. Two people are dead after a Thursday morning fire in Charles County. The Belle Alton Volunteer Fire Department and nearby fire departments were called to Brunswick Road in Faulkner for a structure fire and found the building fully engulfed in flames. One resident escaped without injury, but two residents were unaccounted for, and firefighters later located them in the remains of the home. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Rapid radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here. Join me for a fireside chat at our inaugural WCBM Pints and Politics Happy Hour, Wednesday, April 30th from 5 to 7 p.m. at Michael's Cafe and Timodium. Join me and Delegate Nino Mangione as we discuss Trump's first 100 days, sponsored by Safe Retirement Solutions. Tickets are just $20 and include delicious light hors d'oeuvres and your own complimentary WCBM pint glass. Space is limited, so get your tickets today at WCBM.com. That's Pints and Politics, April the 30th at Michael's Cafe and Timodium.
We will make America proud again.
See you there.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A couple lighthearted notes for you as we close the week in sports. First, Jim Palmer and the chicken wings. Tuesday night, Palmer on the Masson broadcast reveals he's never had a chicken wing. Wednesday night was offered chicken wings and refused. Then, after Jackson Holliday hit a grand slam, Palmer softened his position.
If they hit another grand slam while I'm broadcasting, I will make sure I eat a chicken. If they do it tonight, I'd definitely.
That's what it's going to take.
Yes.
All right, Scout's Honor. I want you to stare into that camera. I want you to tell the people of Baltimore, people of Earth, what you'll do.
I will eat a chicken wing. One. if they hit another Grand Slam.
Meanwhile, if you've ever had a bad case of the hiccups, you'll relate to this. On WFAN in New York, fill-in host Chris Lopresti had a bad case for three straight days. Callers called in with remedies. Here's one from Barry in West Orange, New Jersey.
Your diaphragm is in spasm. I get this all the time where they're just around, and you're just going to have to pull the trigger. Take two fingers, stick it down your throat, and reverse motion. You might throw up, you might not, but just reversing the motion of your diaphragm, they will go away, guaranteed. The rest of this fugazi stuff, they're out of your mind.
And finally, one of the great traditions of college football game day is coming to an end. ESPN's Lee Corso announcing yesterday that his nearly four-decade run on the network will end week one of the 25 college football season. Corso, who turns 90 in August, began his popular headgear segment in October of 95. Since then, he's gone 286 and 144 in 430 picks. That's a winning percentage of 665. Coming up in 30 minutes, it's a downer for Grayson Rodriguez. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
At 10:07, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures getting warmer today and tomorrow, then some cooler air by the end of the weekend. No rain in sight. To mix of sun and clouds today, 76. Tomorrow, even warmer, 86. Sunday, cloudy, dry, and 74. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 53 degrees in Dundalk, 51 in Owings Mills, and 47 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning. You've made it to the weekend. It's also Good Friday. And happy Friday to all of you out there. Hopefully your morning's getting started off right. As you heard, it's going to be a beautiful day in Maryland. So please enjoy it. Enjoy the whole weekend if you can. I do hope everyone has a happy Easter. And if you're spending holidays alone, just know that we love you here at WCBM, and we wish you a happy Easter. And I'm sure everybody will be going to church on Sunday. That's usually how it works, right? It's like the people that never go to church, usually they're there Easter Sunday. And also, to the ladies out there, we can start wearing white again after Easter. I have a couple of professional dresses that are white that I put in rotation, so all good things are happening. We were talking about Senator Chris Van Hollen and his trip to El Salvador, and we were talking about Kilmer Garcia, the quote-unquote Maryland man that he is attempting to rescue. Now, I was talking about the tattoos, because the president of El Salvador did post a few other pictures of Kilmer Garcia and Senator Chris Van Hollen enjoying their margaritas yesterday at a hotel restaurant, right? He was not in CCOT at that moment. And everybody noted online, of course, that it appears that Kilmer Garcia is not being tortured, and he is not in something that you would consider a death camp, even though that's what we hear from the media all of the time, this entire time, really. We heard that he was in some kind of concentration camp and all this other stuff, and it's there's no evidence of that. And as Sean Casey pointed out, if there was evidence of that, Senator Chris Van Hollen would have made a video telling us. Okay, there's no video. So the president of El Salvador posted a picture, and we got a good look at all of Kilmer Garcia's tattoos. Now, there was one tattoo specifically that caught everyone's attention, and that is the four tattoos that he had across his four knuckles on his left hand. The index finger had a marijuana plant. The middle finger had a smiley face. The ring finger has a number one. And the pinky finger has the number three. What do you think that means? Callers? Anybody want to weigh in? 410-WCBM680? Well, I'll go ahead and tell you. That apparently is the MS-13 identifier. Now, there's many tattoos that will identify an MS-13 gang member, but the marijuana plant smiley face and the 1 and 3 on the knuckles on the left hand means that you were absolutely a member of MS-13. So all of those that were clueless on this matter, all of those that did not believe Homeland Security, you didn't believe President Trump, you didn't believe Stephen Miller. Also, on top of this, just so you know, Homeland Security reiterated, the facts are the facts. He's an illegal alien, an MS-13 gang member, and has a history of violence. Again, from Homeland Security. The Prince George's County Police Department, their report showed that they believe he was validated at that time as a member of MS-13. So all of those that constantly say and continue to say that this guy was never an MS-13 and currently is not an MS-13 gang member, you are wrong, okay? I need you to go ahead and get that out of your head. He either is currently or he was previously an MS-13 gang member. And as Stephen Miller, I know he went and did an interview on Fox News yesterday. He said, look, I'm going to tell you guys again. When President Trump identified MS-13 as a terrorist organization, that allowed ICE to go after all of those that were ever affiliated with MS-13 here in the States. Kilmer Garcia would have been on that list. Now, was there a judge order to not send him back to El Salvador? Yes, there was, and we talked about this yesterday. Most likely because he would be killed in El Salvador because he was a MS-13 gang member. Okay? And you know what? I was thinking about this. This is also what makes me really mad. Everybody that kept saying that Stephen Miller, everybody else was lying about MS-13. Who are you basing this off of? What person came out and said that he absolutely was not a member of MS-13? Who? No one. When Congressman Glenn Ivey was asked if he was an MS-13 gang member, what did he say? I'm not sure. When Senator Chris Van Hollen was asked if he was an MS-13 gang member, what did he say? I'm not sure. But you had other people like Pam Bondi and others saying, no, he is in fact or was in fact a member of MS-13. That's why he was on our list. But you have all of these people that still will claim, even today, after seeing those tattoos, and after hearing from Homeland Security, they will still tell you today that they don't believe that he was once with MS-13. This is how warped and how brainwashed some of the people are in this country. That's why I'm very happy, and I don't know if it'll make a dent or anything like that, but I'm happy that the president of El Salvador posted those pictures that Chris Van Hollen obviously didn't want posted because he left those out. But I'm glad that he did so we could see his tattoos. So yes, Kilmer Garcia on his left hand has a tattoo symbolizing MS-13. When Prince George's County picked him up with other MS-13 gang members, remember, the people that he was with at that Home Depot parking lot, they were all MS-13 gang members. You're telling me he wasn't? He was the only one in that crew that wasn't? The other three guys were MS-13, but Kilmer wasn't? Did Kilmer's wife ever come forward and say, no, he was never an MS-13 gang member? No, she didn't. Kilmer Garcia's mom, has she ever said that he was not a part of MS-13? No, never said it. So what I'm saying here is people were basing off, they were thinking that President Trump and his administration were lying because they are constantly told by the mainstream media, by Senator Chris Van Hollen, or by any Democrats, they're constantly told that Trump is a liar, his administration, they lie all the time, blase, blase, blase. They weren't lying. Here on WCBM, of course, I was always cautious because I was like, all right, we still have to see something. Something has to drop publicly to show that he was a part of MS-13 or in some kind of report. Then they did drop it. Remember, Homeland Security, they dropped it 2 days ago. Even after that drop, you still had people saying, no, I don't believe it. So you don't believe Homeland Security. You don't believe Prince George's County Police. And again, these reports weren't made during the Trump administration, right? Who was in office in 2021 when his wife filed the domestic violence allegations? That was Joe Biden. In 2021, when he was talked to about whether or not he was in MS-13 because he had the identifying clothes on it. Again, Joe Biden was in office. So this is what I'm saying. You have people that will sit here and say that Trump is an absolute liar, Republicans are lying, and they're trying to make the Democrat Party look bad. They're trying to make Senator Chris Van Hollen look bad. No, and no one ever came forward and told you that he was not in MS-13. No one. You just took that and ran. Joe in the text line saying, oh, how do you know these aren't AI images? What? What do you mean? Quite literally, nobody has denied, no one has denied that he was at some point in time a part of MS-13. No one. So here you have it. Here you have it. You got all the evidence that you need. Not just the Homeland Security, not just Prince George's County Police, not just the Trump administration. It's literally on his left hand. What else do you need? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So now you have a case where you've got Senator Chris Van Hollen. You know what? You could be right. I got a text here. Maybe Van Hollen isn't in El Salvador. This could all be AI images. Maybe, yeah. Maybe Mr. Garcia is really in Howard County. I mean, look, I guess you can say that for anything right now. I don't think the president of El Salvador, who's a close confidant this time at this point with President Trump, receiving millions of our tax dollars to hold these violent criminals, do you think that he would post AI images? I mean, just like think about it for a second. I need just use a little bit of logic here. Not happening. Not happening. So anyways, you have all that you need now. Now it's there. Here's the evidence. He is currently or was previously a member of MS-13. He is not a citizen here. He's a citizen of El Salvador. He's not coming back. That was made known before Chris Van Hollen even went down there. So now you have a situation where Chris Van Hollen is doing these photo ops, and here he is bending over backwards trying to check on an MS-13 gang member. And as John Casey pointed out this morning, to become an MS-13 gang member, you have to kill someone. Did you guys know that? So now you've got the senator down here at, you know, this table enjoying margaritas with salt around the rib with an MS-13 gang member. You can't make this stuff up. And then you still, in the comment section for Senator Chris Van Hollen, people were like, oh, thank you so much for checking on him. I was so worried. You're worried about an MS-13 gang member? Okay, Martha. Were you? I have some other comments here on social media I just want to read to you. This one really stuck out to me. It's from a woman. It looks like her name is Callie. And she says, after the domestic violence charge, or even just allegations, I no longer support him. If his wife called the police and risked his status, then it was pretty bad. I know she's now taking it all back, but I no longer support Kilmer Garcia coming back to the U.S. This is, again, a woman named Callie on this post. And I think that, luckily, I hope, that a lot of people are going to have this come to Jesus moment like Callie. Like, look, it started out as a feel-good story. And then you quickly realize, as the pieces began to fall, you quickly realize that there were a lot of lies and a lot of different spins to this story. Because really what this is about is trying to make it look as though that President Trump and his administration wrongly deported someone and that they should stop allowing ICE, because think about it, we passed this in the Maryland General Assembly. They don't want ICE to cooperate with police. They don't want to acknowledge a detainer request for those that have warrants. It's all part of the agenda. Senator Chris Van Hollen is a part of the agenda. That's what's going on here. They're hoping that President Trump will be, you know, in this bad light and everybody will say, oh my gosh, look what he did. This is awful. Oh no. We should not vote for Republicans for the midterms. We should just let it go. Oh my gosh, look what he did. Meanwhile, Trump was right. He was absolutely correct, and so was his administration. And as I said before, if you want to look at the fact that he wasn't supposed to be deported to El Salvador, take a look at that. And if I was President Trump, I'd say, all right, I'll move him to Venezuela. But guess what? Venezuela's going to say, we don't want this El Salvador citizen. That's what they're going to say. Now, I will also note here, and if you want to weigh in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I'll also note the president of El Salvador said that he is still going to remain behind bars in El Salvador. So they're still treating him as a criminal. And I'm pretty sure we're going to learn more about why that is. But yes, it has been confirmed. Kilmer Garcia, the guy that Chris Van Hollen flew to in El Salvador, had a meeting with him, begged and pleaded to be able to see him and talk to him. He did all of this for an MS-13 gang member who has a history of violence, so much so that even his wife had a restraining order against him. That's who they're praising right now. That's what they're doing. They're looking to bring this guy home. I've got Dan in Emmitsburg. Dan, did you want to weigh in on this?
Hey, yeah, Kim. Yeah, I'm a little Joe. I think you might have brain worms. But I want to know then if these are AI images. Are the images of all of the wonderful lady flight in space, were those AI as well?
Well, no. So that's a different agenda. So they won't say that those are AI, Dan.
No. That definitely happened. And Gail King can go ahead and say that she's been in space.
Yeah.
But either way, everybody's complaining about due process under the law and that he requires due process because he's a Maryland man, not a Maryland citizen, Maryland man. Due process for a terrorist is to be, really should have been sent to Guantanamo because Donald Trump has called him a terrorist, has said MS-13 is a terrorist organization. So if we really want to talk about due process under the law states that terrorists should be detained indefinitely until we can negotiate potential release with, you know, their organization, which, again, we don't negotiate with terrorists, but
right.
Joe Biden was really good at releasing a ton of them. So he should be in Gitmo. He's probably lucky he's in his home country where he can meet up with his MS-13 buddies and continue to commit crimes. Also, I'm pretty sure I always heard it's not just you need to kill somebody to become an MS-13 member. You need to kill a white woman and typically do some SA, but we won't go
there. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
That's what I always heard, and I knew a guy who left MS-13, and he said, specifically, they look for white women. So,
wow.
You know, no big deal.
Wow. Well, Dan, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. I hope you have a happy Easter.
Happy Easter, Kim.
Thank you. Yeah, this is what we're talking about during Holy Week. We'll be right back.
Spring is here. Don't let stiff or achy joints hold you back. Rescue Natural Supplements is proud to bring you Rescue Glyco Plus. This incredible supplement is specially formulated to support joint comfort and flexibility with a powerful blend of green-lipped muscle complex and UC2 collagen. This unique combination helps maintain healthy cartilage and promote smoother, more comfortable joint movement. Right now, Glyco Plus will be buy one, get one free for anyone with our exclusive radio code. Just use the code RELIEF to double up your order for free. Again, that's RELIEF, RELIEF. Call today, 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, and speak with a knowledgeable rescue product consultant. You can also use the code online when you visit res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Get back into action with less pain and more comfort. Again, use the code RELIEF to buy one, get one free on Rescue Glyco Plus.
Looking for a beautiful and functional upgrade to your home? 3-Day Blinds has you covered. At 3-Day Blinds, our free in-home design consultation makes it easy. A 3-Day Blinds design expert will help you find the window treatment solution that works best for your home's needs and style. We bring the showroom to you with loads of samples, giving you an idea of how different fabrics look in your home. Your designer also provides expert measurements and helps coordinate installation. Book your free in-home consultation by visiting 3dayblinds.com. Take control of your window treatments with Motorized by 3-Day Blinds. Whether you're at home or on vacation, you can operate your window treatments with the touch of a button using the 3-Day Blinds app. 3-Day Blinds has specialized in window treatments for more than 40 years, and it's the name people trust. At 3-Day Blinds, we have stylish and functional window treatments for any occasion. For your free custom same-day quote, schedule your free in-home design consultation now at 3dayblinds.com. That's 3dayblinds.com.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at renovation.realestate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASC certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit JimBarbieAutomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
The Rob Carson Show.
For years, we'll be thinking right up there with Krista McCullough and Sally Ride. They will think of Gayle King as an astronaut who literally the day before was on her morning show talking about delightful summer salad recipes. And oh yeah, I get to ride on a rocket tomorrow. Gayle King is suddenly right up there with John Glenn, right up there with Buzz Aldrin, because she rode a rocket.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Wrapping up the conversation of Senator Chris Van Hollen going to El Salvador. He kept moving the goalposts. He said, I'm going down there and I'm going to retrieve Mr. Garcia, this so-called Maryland man. Then he got down there and they said, well, nobody will talk to me. So now I just want to talk to Kilmore and make sure he's okay. And they stiff-armed him for a bit. And then finally, the president of El Salvador was like, you know what? Just let this guy see him. I had enough of this. So they go and have lunch with margaritas, no less. And with those pictures, we see now that Kilmer Garcia is in fact, or was in fact, a member of MS-13, as Homeland Security and the Prince George's County Police Department has already revealed. So now there is just no way possible anyone can say that he was not. Except for, I guess, if you're like Joe and you believe that these are AI images or there's a possibility. You know, you could twist yourself into a pretzel at this point, but when you have the Trump administration, you've got Homeland Security, you've got Prince George's County PD, when they're all saying that this guy was at some point in time in MS-13, at this point, if you don't believe it, you're just a very biased individual and you're just hoping that something happens so that you can say, look, President Trump is a bad guy. Orange man bad. But everything now is very clear. So you were doing most likely, like I am wondering, what are the next steps? Because we already found out Mr. Garcia isn't coming home. Not only that, he'll remain detained there in El Salvador. So I don't know what they do next. I guess we'll continue to watch this like it's some kind of soap opera. And I'm sure they'll take the weekend off. They'll take Easter off because, you know, they still do their holidays, even though they tell us everything is so urgent. But I'm sure by Monday or even Tuesday, we'll hear more from Senator Chris Van Hollen. I'm sure he'll milk this for an entire week. And he'll be on every major news network possible. I did notice in the comment section, some people feel the way that I do. I think Senator Chris Van Hollen is looking to run for the Oval Office. That is what I believe at this point, too. Because the way that he jumped up to go to El Salvador as quick as possible, leaving Senator Cory Booker and friends in the dust, that tells me that he wanted to be the sole individual to take this on. And he is using it to prop just himself up. He didn't want to take a team. He wasn't saying, oh, let me get this caucus together so we can go down and advocate. Because remember, there's a Hispanic caucus on Capitol Hill as well, not just here in the state of Maryland. But he didn't do any of those things. He grabbed the lawyer and hopped on a plane as fast as he could. So we'll continue to keep our eyes on this, but wonder no more. Kilmer Garcia was at one point in time or is currently a member of MS-13. And it was clear that he should have been deported. So we'll continue to wait and see what happens next. Coming up next here on WCBM, we're going to talk about this mass shooting. Or I guess it's a mass shooting at FSU. This mass shooter, if you've been watching, linked to President Trump and Turning Point. We'll talk about that coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
More ICE arrests, this time in and around New York City. More than 200 illegal immigrants with criminal records have been arrested in the New York metro area by ICE agents. A three-judge panel of the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has upheld a lower court ruling saying the Trump administration must facilitate the return of Salvadoran national Kilmar Abrego Garcia from a prison in El Salvador. The administration says since the suspected MS-13 gang member is no longer on U.S. soil, there's nothing it can do. President Trump is unloading on Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, saying that Powell often acts too late when it comes to interest rates. Mr. Trump adding he is not happy with Powell, and he says the Fed chairman knows that. The U.S. financial markets closed today in observance of Good Friday. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store, and springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. There are so many things to look forward to, whether it's walking your dog, taking a stroll through the park with a loved one. It can be just energizing to get outside. Getting back into activities such as these can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Our patented three-step arch support system has helped countless people find relief. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Amazing, the change. No pain left in my foot. My ability to walk is vastly improved. Like on a Saturday afternoon, I will take my dog for a walk, which is, I would watch football, I would watch basketball, I would do anything but probably go out and take a walk. But I do that now because there's no pain. I'm doing things more outside than I would have otherwise before. It's just real. Like, it really does work.
Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need to get the most out of your springtime activities. Come into the Good Feet store for your free fitting and test walk, or visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Burks broke out the power batch last night once again at Camden Yards to the tune of three big flies, the biggest of which occurred in the bottom of the third.
First pitch swinging, high drive to center. Ryan likes the look of it. Thomas will watch it go. Ryan O'Hearn for the second straight night. A first pitch three-run, a home run. Orioles are back on top.
Kevin Brown with the call. Ryan O'Hearn with the Earl Weaver special. Gunner hit his first of the season, and Heston Kerstad hit number two as the Birds roll 6-2, winning two in a row for the first time and grabbing their first series win. Tomo Sugano was the beneficiary, an Orioles season high, seven innings pitched. Translation.
It's only one game that I've been able to pitch like this, so I have to keep accumulating these outings.
Meanwhile, the Birds wishing that Grayson Rodriguez could just pitch in a game. The right-hander has suffered a rehab setback. He's been shut down pending an MRI. A lot of talent, just not available. Coming up in 30 minutes, there's no stopping Alex Ovechkin. And that is Stein on Sports.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
It was a beautiful spring day yesterday. Now it feels like summer is on the way between the warmer temperatures and the increase in the humidity. Best part about the weekend is no rain. A mix of sun and clouds today, 76 this afternoon. Tomorrow, almost like summertime, 86 the high. And then just slightly cooler Sunday, cloudy and 74 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Spring into deals with fresh savings at Lowe's. Right now, get 5 Stay Green or premium 2-cubic-foot mulch bags for just $10. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection and availability vary by location. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Offer valid 4/17/25 to 4/30/25.
Hi, Rod Barrowy here. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump. God bless all the listeners here at WCBM. Well, looky here. Gas prices are down. Egg prices are down. And oops, the stock market's down too. How would you like to never worry about market volatility in your retirement? You want some growth when the market's up, but no loss when the market's down. Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team at 410-210-210. 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
Steel, walk behind, zero turn, and stand-on mowers are built to get the job done. Shop online or at your local Steel dealer. Steel, let's go mow. Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and co-workers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning to you. Happy Friday. Happy Good Friday. And hopefully you guys are going to have a great weekend. You have a great weekend planned. You know what another great weekend planned is? Just laying down. Maybe outside in the sunlight. Oh my God. Just resting. Taking in the fact that spring is finally here and that we've got warm weather. I am going to go. I'm going to get some more plants, I think, over the weekend. I had one plant die, and I don't know if it was from cold weather or I just am terrible at taking care of plants, but another plant, which is we've named it Olivia's plant, that plant's doing fine. The one that she said was my plant, that's the one that's dead. You know, I sometimes think my kid doesn't like me. She doesn't like me. No, I'm just joshing. Look, so I'm gonna do some planting, and like I said, I'm gonna do some golfing. I think there is time to go on the boat. There's gonna be so many good things going on this weekend. I hope you have a great weekend as well. You know, before we get into the next topic about the shooter at Florida State University, I did want to just bring to you the question of the day at WCBM.com, because our next big topic is going to be about birthright citizenship. And so if you go to WCBM.com, the question brought to you by Renovation Real Estate, you will see the question is, will the Supreme Court side with President Trump on birthright citizenship? This is something that President Trump did add to his campaign platform. Believe it or not, it was also on my campaign platform. So you most likely will see that even I chose yes here. I do believe the Supreme Court is going to say, look, the 14th Amendment was really for the children of slaves. And I still believe that the Supreme Court is going to make the right decision here. But I can see already some of you taking part in the poll, which I appreciate. Some of you believe that they are not going to side with President Trump. And I think, honestly, I think it could be a toss-up here. So, will the Supreme Court side with the Trump administration on birthright citizenship? Yes or no? Go to WCBM.com. If you have the app, just use the app and take part in the poll, because like I said, at the top of the hour, we're going to get into that conversation. Right now, I did want to go to Florida, if you'll go with me. I want to go to Florida because there was a shooter at FSU yesterday. Phoenix Eichner is his name. He was apprehended alive. You had two dead and six injured. And the suspect, Phoenix Eichner, is allegedly the son or the stepson of a sheriff in Florida. I'm sure more is going to come out on that. There are many pictures of Phoenix Eichner with his Make America Great Again hat on. There are photos of Phoenix Eichner with Turning Point members there in Florida. He was part of the Turning Point group. Interesting enough, there were these young college Republicans that saw immediately that Phoenix Eichner could be radicalized, and they noticed that he was having some serious issues, and so much so that he actually was kicked out of one of the Republican groups because they said that he just seemed to be off his rocker. I want you to take a listen to one of the kids that are familiar with Phoenix Eichner and was in a Republican group with Phoenix. He was speaking to a reporter just yesterday because, of course, everyone's trying to piece together who this kid is and why he decided to shoot there at FSU. Take a listen.
So I had spent my first 2 years at Tallahassee, now called Tallahassee State College, but we called it TCC. And I was the president of a political talk group we called the Political Roundtable, and he joined the club when I was at TCC. Our only rule was no Nazis, colloquially speaking. And he espoused so much white supremacist rhetoric and far right rhetoric as well, to the point where we had to exercise that rule. I also know he was a member of the TCC Turning Point chapter. And since that, since TCC, I have seen him in passing a couple times. I was since today, I was talking to a friend who had talked to him yesterday or 2 days ago, pardon me. And he was talking about how he wasn't ready for exams.
To be clear, Reed, I just want to make sure that folks understand this. So you were at, you were a transfer student essentially to FSU, right? So you started the first 2 years in Tallahassee, and that is where you knew Phoenix Eichner, the suspected shooter here. And you say that he was essentially, it sounded like, kicked out of a political club that you were in because of his, is as you describe them, views on white supremacy?
Yes, ma'am. So it wasn't necessarily a formal kicking out, but okay. He was asked not to come back, and was really what had happened was we had, you know, it was a debate back and forth. And after enough times, I mean, he did not feel welcome because he was not welcome with his rhetoric. We allow people of all, you know, beliefs, creeds, whatever. And he somehow found a way to not fit the bill on everyone else.
All right. And so as you heard there, that was another student. And I actually saw photos of this Phoenix Eichner, the suspected shooter. I saw photos of him with that Turning Point group. I guess he said that was at TCC then. If you're not familiar, Turning Point, they go to different college campuses. There's usually there's chapters on these college campuses. Not every single college has a chapter, but there are quite a few. And a lot of that is head up by by Charlie Kirk, who has a show here at WCBM. And as you heard from that student, they kicked this guy out because he went too far. And first and foremost, I congratulate the students for understanding that Phoenix Eichner was espousing white supremacy and all these other, you know, all these other things that would be harmful to anyone. And so I appreciate them doing the right thing there. I do wonder if Phoenix Eichner ever had a conversation with someone, you know, describing what he might do at a later date, which, of course, would have been the shooting at FSU yesterday. I'm sure we're going to learn more about him. From my, you know, experience, I've been to many Turning Point chapters, whether they're here in Maryland, really in Florida, all over the country. I've spoken at their events, usually very great kids, very conservative, much more conservative than I am. Many of them churchgoers, grew up in the church, really good kids. And so I could imagine as soon as Phoenix Eichner started saying some of those things, I could imagine that they were like, oh, whoa, kick this kid out of here. I do wonder what radicalized him. I do wonder what he said, if anything was said while he was shooting. Like I said, there's 2 dead and 6 injured. But beyond this, again, as we look at any of these shooters, there are always signs. There are signs. Now, he's allegedly the stepson of a sheriff. If you're a sheriff, are you unable to see these types of signs? And it may be if he's a stepson, obviously he's college age. Did he maybe not live with this sheriff? Was he already in college as this sheriff became a stepfather? Was Phoenix Eichner staying with his biological father, where the sheriff didn't have much contact with Phoenix Eichner? You know, of course, there's so many questions here. So many questions. But according to those weighing in online that knew Phoenix Eichner, they're saying that they aren't surprised. You know, this is always the breakdown, I think, when it comes to these shootings. You know, you can't really say anything, obviously, or call the police on someone or file some kind of, even if it was just like, you know, saying, calling the police and saying, hey, you know, this guy says this guy said that. A lot of times police officers will say, okay, well, if he does something or if there's any physical harm or what have you, or if he truly threatens someone physically, then give us a call back. Because, you know, the way our laws are, you can say these things, right? You have the freedom of speech to say these things, but until you act on those things that you espouse, there's really nothing they can do as far as the authorities. And I guess that's why I'm so interested to learn more about the relationship with the stepfather that's allegedly a sheriff there in Florida. I'm also wondering the relationship with the mother and even with his biological father. You know, is he still in the picture? Because if you have even students, I mean, think about the average college student nowadays. Okay, they're usually completely zoned out, aren't they? They're usually tuned out. They're like zoned out of reality. I know you guys seen it. I know you see it. They usually have in their ear pods, right? They're either listening to music or they're listening to a podcast. They're always on their phone. So you're telling me these college students, they realized this guy had been radicalized. And if that's the case, I'm one to think that his parents knew as well. And so I would love to hear more from them. Another piece of this, in case you missed the, some of the footage in the film coming out of this FSU shooting. Another piece of this, there was a woman with a Starbucks coffee in her hand. This is actually, a pretty big deal right now on X, formerly known as Twitter. This woman might, probably most likely a college student. She takes out her cell phone and she turns it on to record. And as she's walking past a victim that has been shot in the back, she walks past, just films it, continues to drink her coffee, and walks off. Didn't say a word. She wasn't in a hurry, like she was running from, anything. Wasn't in a hurry, just took out her cell phone, recorded this person, motionless on the ground with blood on her back. Many people thought this young girl was one of those that were killed in this tragic situation. Turns out that young lady is in the hospital, thank goodness. And I guess she's in surgery. She's trying to recover from her injury, but this young lady was shot in the back. Looking at the video, horrible damage. I hope that she comes out of this okay. Nothing wrong with her. But that video is actually going viral right now. And there are many people wondering why this person would walk by casually, show this woman laying on the ground, covered in blood, walk and continue to walk. It's so crazy. It was so insensitive. She shakes her iced coffee. You ever seen people drink the iced coffee and they're constantly shaking it up with the ice and everything? And it's like they're always shaking it. Now, I don't like iced coffee. I think it's disgusting. But I did ask my friend, why does she shake it up all the time? But I guess it's like to, to get it to move around a little bit, because sometimes it can kind of sit at the bottom. So sometimes, they shake it, right, for the flavor and everything else like that. But this person shakes her iced coffee, continues to walk, and then you can see her putting, like, her phone down. And it looks like she just turned off the recording and kept walking. And so if you can imagine the backlash right now, and I think it's warranted, honestly. This person, you didn't know if they were dead or alive, laying on that ground. And it was very odd. It was a very odd video. I bring that up because it's going viral. And people are talking about whether or not it had to do with race. I mean, I'm not one to quickly jump to race. The girl on the ground, motionless, shot in the back, was white. The girl, you can see her hand because she's shaking the coffee, walking by and nonchalantly and not caring, was black. So you can imagine that this is now a huge conversation online on whether or not this girl just casually walked by and didn't care because she's white. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not willing to jump to something like that. All I would say is I hope that as a mother, I'm raising my daughter to stop and assist, or at least to stop and call 911. Not to just record someone possibly dying in front of her and have her just walk away sipping her coffee like nothing happened. I hope that that's not the kind of daughter I'm raising. More on this, honestly, with this Phoenix Eichner, like I said, people said that he showed signs of being radicalized. And a lot of times, whenever we see one of these shootings, the mass shootings, usually the parents do know. The parents do know, or some kind of relative knows, and either they tried to ask for help and they didn't get the help they needed, or they ignored the situation. So like I said, we'll find out more about this Phoenix Eichner. He was taken in alive, so he is going to stand trial and go to court for all of these things. Are they going to try to plead mental insanity? I guess they could, but it sounds to me as the police engaged with him after they realized he was the shooter. You know what? And shout out to the police. They were on campus. There were some that were already there as campus police, but then other police officers showed up like within minutes, and they were on it. They were on it. This could have been worse than six people injured and two dead. But our police officers, again, thank you for your service. Thank you for all that you do. Those men and women arrived and just, they were on it. And, of course, a lot of this was on video, which were posted by many college students. But he was taken in alive. And I will say, the way that he was able to listen to the commands from police officers, I think it would be very difficult to try to plea insanity, because he looked like he was very much with it, responding to the police. And so we'll see what happens. But prayers and condolences to those families. The last thing you think about when sending your kid off to college is that they could possibly be shot and killed by some deranged, radicalized person. And again, as people point out, when are we going to open up the asylums? You know, we got to get these mental health facilities open. President Trump also ran on that. You know, you got to have promises made, promises kept. So he's, I hope he does step up in that regard as well. These kids, many of them, obviously dealing with a lot, and they're not being treated properly. And we've talked about this, too, here, you know, when it comes to some of these things we see in Maryland or in Baltimore City with these juveniles that are out of control. There are so many kids that are not receiving, you know, true guidance in life, and that is clear. Now, what set this Phoenix Eichner off? I don't know, but what sets off, you know, a 15 or 16-year-old to the point where they're carjacking people? Is it just because they're being recruited by gangs? Or are they, you know, having mental health issues like Phoenix Eichner? I don't know. Regardless of that, I will say that a lot of parents do know what their kids are capable of. And they do know a lot of times what they're up to. And we do need to hold these parents accountable. Now, Phoenix Eichner is not a minor. He is an adult, so I'm sure he will face all the repercussions here. But I do hope they ask the parents, you know, what's been going on and where have they been in all of this? Because he's pretty young as well. All right, coming up next, I got a couple things to talk about. And then at the top of the hour, I do want to talk about the Supreme Court and whether or not they will decide with Trump to end birthright citizenship.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and one of the owners at Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balanced care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore and Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. As doctors of audiology, we care for patients' hearing and balanced care. If you feel like the TV is louder than your family would like, or if you're asking family members to repeat themselves often, it is time to have your hearing evaluated by a doctor of audiology. Our doctors treat a wide range of hearing issues. Sometimes a solution is as simple as removing wax from your ear canal. So call our main number at 410-944-3100, or you can visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, and hearing aids may be covered as well. So call our office at 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k X-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
Spring into deals with fresh savings at Lowe's. Now get a 5-stay green or premium 2-cubic-foot mulch bags for $10. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection and availability vary by location. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Offer valid 4/17 through 4/30/25. Wake up to the morning drive with Casey and Elliot.
I want the truth.
Then check back frequently for the latest news and updates throughout the day.
Very shagadelic.
On Talk Radio 680 WCB. And 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. We were just talking about the shooter at FSU. Again, prayers and condolences to the families of the victims. 2 dead, 6 injured. They do have the suspect in custody. A student that seemed to be very radicalized. And yes, we can note that he was, in fact, a Trump supporter and a Republican. And according to other students, he definitely said a lot of different things that were very off-putting and seemed to support white supremacy. And so they kicked him out of a couple groups, sounds like, there at TCC. But he was still radicalized. Very unfortunate indeed. I'm sure we'll learn more next week about Phoenix Eichner and what led up to this shooting at FSU. I did want to mention Linda McMahon. She was in front of the cameras yesterday. She's the education secretary and as they wind down Department of Education. And Linda McMahon says they are now suing Maine because she believes, Linda McMahon and others in Trump's administration believe, that they should be under investigation for a civil rights violation in regards to allowing men, biological men, to compete in women's sports. Now, President Trump did note a couple weeks ago that if there were any states that did not comply, that did not make it such where you could not have biological men competing in women's sports, they said that they would be cut off from federal funding. He said he was not joking about that. And it looks like they've already begun to sue some of these states as well. Even the Maine governor, Mills, apparently she is part of the investigation with the civil rights violation. So it's against the governor and the state of Maine in general. Again, that was announced by Linda McMahon, the education secretary. So I'm sure by next week we will hear more about that as well. Coming up next here in the next hour, we've got the Supreme Court that will officially hear opening arguments in regards to possibly putting an end to birthright citizenship. Don't forget, you can go to WCBM.com and partake in our poll brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Will the Supreme Court side with President Trump on birthright citizenship? Yes or no? Some of you are already voting. I absolutely love that. When we get back, we'll talk about that and so much more. I also have some information here. Luigi Mangione, he's been officially indicted. Where do you think those charges will lead? Is he going to get life in prison or the death penalty? We'll talk about that and more coming up next.
Looking for a beautiful and functional upgrade?